Talk to us a little bit about the 2013 commercial survey and a little bit about what you talked about today.
Okay, so today I was talking to the members of the American Seed Trade Association about our large commercial producer survey, which is a survey we do every 5 years to get a better understanding of where the commercial farm segment is going, provide some insights for agribusinesses, and to help inform our research going forward at Purdue of better understanding the commercial farm business.
When you look at the results of the survey, what are some of the things that you highlighted to members of ASSA and folks in attendance today?
Well, one of the things we talked to them about were how farmers' demands and needs were changing over time, and how as farms grew, those needs for information and services has evolved. We talked to them about farmers' preferences and discussed a little bit how seed was very much a performance-based product, and performance was really critical in the eyes of almost all the farms. And one of the things a little surprising is that, you know, when you look at these farms everywhere from 1,500 acres to over 5,000 acres, that tends to be a really common theme among them, that performance really matters. Some of the other things we talked about, we asked farmers a little bit about what drives their success. What do they focus on most in order to make themselves successful? And what you see about a quarter of them will respond and say that, you know, it's really managing production is the most important. That's about 30%. Another 30% are really focused on controlling costs, and less are focused on output prices or managing their equipment and facilities. The thing that really differentiates the larger farmers from the rest were the focus on managing people. And the larger farms tend to rate that a lot more highly. And when it comes to saying, why am I successful?
When we look at this, let's take it from a farmer's perspective. For somebody that is heavily involved in their operation, what do they take from the information that they might see from the survey or they might hear you discuss, and maybe how they can implement into their operations to make them more successful, to maybe help them mitigate some risk?
Right. Well, one of the things I think is very interesting in the survey were people's need for information. And as agriculture is changing so rapidly, I think it was interesting how local dealers and manufacturer representatives scored very highly in terms of providing information to farmers. And so I think as a farmer, getting information to help us make sense of all of the data and technology that are available today is something that we can communicate back to them, that areas where, you know, they've got resources that can help us make better decisions. And I think there are a lot of them looking for ways to have a better connection with their customers. And I think that's one clear route where there's a win-win for everybody.
On the flip side of that, agribusinesses can find the information in the survey fairly useful for their operations and to make them more successful. What are some of the things that they need to take away from the information released?
Well, one of the things we talked to them about is that, look, price is always really important to the farmer, but there are a lot of other ways they can differentiate their offerings. And like I said, information being one, services another, product performance is really important. So the agribusinesses, I think, can use the data to better understand how the needs differ among farmers. One of the things that's really clear is that the younger farmers are really information hungry. So if you really want to have a good connection with them, that's a good way to do it. They want a lot more information, more technical information. So there are just a variety of ways they can kind of connect with their customers that I think are use the results to help them better establish that connection with their customers.
The breakdown of the age demographic in the survey was really interesting. You talk about the younger farmers wanting more information, but as you look at the demographic of the over 1,600 operations you talk to or operators you talk to, where are we in the age range?
Right. So one of the things that was pretty eye-opening about the survey and kind of reinforces what the census says, there are a lot of farms in that 70-plus age category and a whole bunch more of them right behind there from like 55 to 70. And one of the things I tried to encourage the agribusiness to think about is, you know, are you building that relationship with the next generation of that farm? Or if it's not going to be that farm, if they don't have a succession, who are the younger farmers that you're working with that are going to fill that void going forward? Because there's going to be a lot of transition coming in the next, you know, 10 years or so. And the other thing that I thought was really interesting when you look at that, the farms that expect to grow, some of them that expect to grow the most are in that 40 to 55 year age group. And there's going to be a lot of growth of those farms, and they're kind of starting to make a lot more decisions. And that's, you know, it's very important to establish relationships there going forward.
Do you think maybe that the desire for growth or that aggressive growth is because the younger generations are coming in too and maybe pushing it and looking for that as well?
Well, it's kind of interesting. I didn't present these results today, but we did look at those growth expectations. Some of the really young producers have some of the most aggressive growth expectations. I usually say, oh, to be young again, but, you know, there, it's clear that there are some of these operations that have pretty aggressive growth targets, and so whether they're all going to be realized or not, I don't know. But I think it presents some good opportunities for suppliers to build relationships with farms that are growing and going to be going forward.
You talk about the age demographic. Talk about the breakdown of where the most survey respondents came from, and maybe kind of the core of some of those. Was it spread over the entire U.S. or was it primarily in the Corn Belt?
Right. Well, when we do this survey, we really try and cover the major commodities, and we try and cover the states that represent most of the production. So we try and get representation from all of them. But our survey is clearly, you know, best represented in the Corn Belt, and particularly the central Corn Belt. Iowa is very well represented in our survey, but so is Illinois, Nebraska, Minnesota, those areas of the upper Midwest, I guess, pretty well represented.